afternoon news and in-depth coverage with Doug Wright on KSL News Radio.
You know, it's always a pleasure to have our 3rd District Congressman on with us, John Curtis, but especially when we can talk about something like the National Medal of Honor Monument Act. And John Curtis, thank you so much, Congressman, for joining us here at KSL.
Oh, Doug, it's always a pleasure to talk with you.
I have to ask about this. You know, there's something magnificent. You know, as much as we talk about whatever it is, today it's impeachment and everything else, there are certainly right. some interesting things out of Washington, but it is a beautiful city. It pulsates with meaning and interesting history and even power. And when you walk down the mall and you see the various monuments and so on, it is breathtaking. It truly is sobering. It makes you proud to be an American. And when I read about the National Medal of Honor Monument Act, what exactly does that entail? Because I understand not only Washington is included here, but Texas.
It is. And let me segue for a second. Every morning I jog from the Capitol down that mall to the George Washington Monument to the Lincoln Memorial and back. And I know exactly what you mean by this feeling of awe that you have for these monuments and for the place that we have here. It really is a special, special place. And with that, this act that we're introducing does two things. You're right. It designates Texas as the home of a museum for the recipients, and then a monument actually here in Washington, D.C.
What would the monument look like in D.C.? There's such a different array when you go to the Vietnam Memorial, when you go to the Korean Memorial, when you look at the World War II and compare that to Jefferson, and the Washington Monument is unique among them all. What would this one likely look like?
Well, that's a great question. Part of the fun of this is we get to determine that. It's not yet designed. First of all, we need to get this through as an act of Congress to allow for it to exist. And then they'll work on the fundraising part of it. And by the way, this is 100% private money. There's not a single tax dollar involved in either the museum or the monument. And there's just people who recognize how important this is that are willing to donate to this. And so we'll get to see what that design will look like as this unfolds.
It was interesting for me. I didn't do extensive research, but I quickly looked a few things up in anticipation of our conversation. Boy, you know, well over 3,000 people have been designated with this amazing recognition. And it was interesting that it kind of started with the Civil War era. And am I correct on this one, John, that it was actually someone involved in the great train chase during the Civil War that was the first honoree?
I'm going to have to defer to you and your research on that. I should know that, but I don't. I know that there are about 3,500, and many of them, we just have a few that are actually alive, not very many. And it is the highest honor, military decoration, that we have for extraordinary, not everyday things, but extraordinary acts of valor.
I remember several years ago that a really dear friend of mine used to work here at KSL, Steve Fukushima. His dad was among the great Japanese Americans who, in the dark days of World War II, stepped out of, in some cases, even the relocation camps like Topaz and elsewhere, and served their country so admirably. And I remember President Obama honored them generally, and it is incredible when you think of, you know, someone who has served in our military, first of all, the great sacrifice, but then those who are honored to this degree, yes. It really is amazing, and this really ought to be more recognized, I think, and more accessible to the American people.
This is why when they brought this idea to me, this was an easy decision, right? Do I want to be part of this? We jumped on this right away, and I'm just pleased that there are people working behind the scenes to raise the money to do really the heavy lifting on this. I get the easy part, and it is incredible honor to me to be a small little part in acknowledging the role that these great men and women have played.
I can't imagine that this act won't pass, and I am anxious to see what some of the renditions might look like. And boy, I'll tell you, when that museum is put in place and that monument is put in place, that ought to be a destination for all Americans. Congressman, thank you.
Let's stay in touch as this thing develops. I will certainly keep you posted.
I really appreciate that. And John, as always, it's fun to chat with you. Thank you for what you're doing back in Washington.
Thank you very much. Our third
district congressman, John Curtis here at KSL News Radio. We're keeping an eye on the impeachment hearings. We will play little bits and pieces. Congressman Stewart had comments not long ago, and we'll try to bring that to you in its entirety. And again, the reason you're hearing Congressman Stewart every day is because he is our only member on this committee, the House Intelligence Committee, that is hearing the testimony. So we'll share all that and more. Stay with us throughout the afternoon.